Columbia, Melvin. Let's head on back to the 80s. I'm your totally awesome host, Darian. Come with me now as we go on back to Sunday, May 19th, 1985.
Do you love your iPad but hate typing on it? Have you always wanted to use your iPad for everything? Steve from TouchFire here. We invented the most innovative iPad accessory. It's a case, a keyboard, a sound booster, and a magnetic mount combined together in a thin, sleek, yet highly protective package. Time Magazine calls it ingenious. TouchFire is normally $69.99, but today we're offering a 10% radio discount. Go to touchfire.com on the web and use coupon code RADIO3. Get your TouchFire now.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Either you get your rifle and come with me, or I'll shoot your wife in the shoulder.
Rustler's Rhapsody, from the director of Police Academy.
It was Sunday, May 19, 1985. We were halfway through the 80s, where the average house cost $100,800, and gasoline crept up to $1.20 a gallon. We had songs like Wham! Everything She Wants at the top of the Billboard charts, and Sawyer Brown brought a Step That Step at the top of the country chart. One of my favorites, Rustler's Rhapsody, was number 5 in theater, but the Orion Pictures action flick, Code of Silence, took the number 1 position. And that evening on TV, the CBS Sunday Night Movie was the most watched show that evening, airing Christopher Columbus, part 1 of 2. And that's all for today, 80s fans. If you'll excuse me, I want to ride that miniature train around the living room on silver spoons. Let's meet up tomorrow for another 80s flashback.